One of the most underutilized sales tools for wholesale is your wholesale catalog. Now, the catalog's main purpose is there to sell your products, but we're going to also use this sales tool to sell your story and build a relationship with buyers when we can't be there in person to talk to them about our products. Again, the goal is selling more of our products using this catalog. So it's super important that we build our catalog with the retailer in mind. And today I'm going to share 5 quick tips to help you build an effective wholesale catalog. Before we dive in, today's episode is brought to you by our Paper Camp program. Paper Camp is our wholesale coaching program where we help you get your product, your sales tools, your marketing, and your sales outreach ready for wholesale so that you can confidently sell your products to the wholesale market. Week 2 of Paper Camp, we focus on wholesale sales tools, putting a particular focus on our catalog and wholesale terms and conditions. Oftentimes, small tweaks to your pricing and/or sales minimums can make a huge positive impact in your overall revenue. We do not want you leaving money on the table. For those of you who don't have a catalog yet, you'll receive our catalog templates to help you get started when you enroll in Paper Camp. And for those who have a catalog already, this is the week that I do video audits for anyone who opts in and signs up for that when they enroll in Paper Camp. These catalog video audits are a highlight for our students as they get direct and personalized feedback on their product line, their catalog layout, their terms and conditions, and more. Jamie said she loved her catalog review in Paper Camp because she got concrete, actionable feedback that she could apply right away. And that is what this program is all about. Paper Camp is about actionable steps that you can take right away. No fluff here. We have helped tens of thousands of brands whose products are carried in indie shops and big box stores worldwide, and we would love to help you do the same. Learn more and enroll at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. And if you're listening after enrollment closes, be sure to add your name to the waitlist so that you get first access to the next round. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/papercamp.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of 4. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right, let's talk about 5 tips for creating an effective wholesale catalog. But first, I want to define what it means when I say the word catalog. Because when you sell wholesale, you may have buyers that ask you for a sales sheet, a line sheet, or a catalog, and they tend to use these terms interchangeably. But what they want to see when they ask for these items is either a digital or a printed workbook. More booklet, rather, that includes product photos, pricing, your terms and conditions, and any other details that they need to make an informed and educated decision about purchasing your products. I want to be super clear, and I'm going to touch on this more later, but I want to be super clear. This is not a lookbook. This is not a portfolio. This is a sales tool that is going to help you sell more of your products. So we really need to think about it in line with what the buyer needs to know in order to make their buying decision. Now, again, your wholesale catalog is the most important sales tool when selling wholesale, but they are also time intensive and costly to produce. The purpose of your catalog is to sell your product, to articulate your brand, even your values of your brand, and build connections with your customers. And again, the sales piece of this is the critical part I want to hit home. This is not a lookbook. This is not a portfolio. This is a sales tool. Okay, so let's run through 5 tips for creating a strong catalog that really serves as the sales tool that I keep harping on. So first, make it easy for your buyers to reach you, to contact you. You want to put your contact information on each and every page in your catalog. A great place to do this is along the footer by the page numbers. You want to be sure to include your email, your website, where they can purchase wholesale specifically. So we don't want to send them just any old website or like our direct-to-consumer site. We want to point them to where they can purchase wholesale. Plus, we want to include a phone number so that retailers can easily get in touch with us if they have questions or if they want to place that order. Now, I know a lot of you listening are probably resistant to including a phone number. Several of my one-on-one coaching clients have been, but I cannot tell you how many buyers have thanked our Paper Camp students for having phone numbers listed in their catalog. Again, the goal here is to make it as easy as possible for these retailers to reach us, and including all modes of communication does that. They can choose whether to reach out by email, phone, or just to order direct through your website. Okay, number two, be thorough with your product descriptions. We want your product descriptions to not only tell the story about why you created that product or who it's for, but more importantly, we want to provide the tactical information that a retailer needs to know to determine if your products are a good fit for their store. So the things that you want to include here are the size of your product, the wholesale price of your product, your minimum quantities, how your products are made, where they are made, and the materials that you use. Again, you can do this in an organized way that leaves a lot of white space on the pages of your catalog and draws buyers in, but you do want to be thorough with your product descriptions. Third, excellent product photos are essential. Great photos are a critical piece of your catalog, and you want to have a mix of different types of photos. So if you have the budget for a professional photographer, definitely hire them. It's worth it. It will be well worth the money. But if you don't have the budget for a photographer, DIY photos are fantastic. You can do a lot nowadays with your phone, and there's editing software and things like that. But again, I want to go back to what I said earlier of like, you kind of want to use a mix of photo types. So using white background photos for your individual product images, or even digital mock-ups for your individual product images, are A-okay. That's totally fine. You also want to use styled photos weaved in throughout your catalog. Now, when I say styled photos, I mean lifestyle, things merchandised, maybe some props in there. But these styled photos show the retailers how your products will look on the shelves of their stores and how they might be able to merchandise those products with other products that you sell. So it's a really great way to show multiple pieces of your collections together so that buyers can see how things work well in a merchandise setting. We also want to remember that if you do hire a professional photographer for these, or if you take them yourself, actually, you can use these assets, these photos, across all of your marketing materials. They're not just for your catalog. You can put them in your email blasts, your social media. You can share them with press inquiries. Like, leverage these photos everywhere and anywhere you can. Again, it's a good investment if you have the budget for it, but even if you take them yourself, like, leverage them across all of your marketing. Number four, I want you to extend the life of your catalog. I am a big believer in having a printed catalog, yet I know firsthand that they cost a pretty penny to print. So I absolutely want you to have at minimum a digital wholesale catalog. Whether or not you print it will kind of depend on a number of factors, how you plan to use it, if you're working with sales reps, if you're going to trade shows. There's a number of reasons why you would need a printed catalog. But if you're at the stage where you do not yet need the catalog, you absolutely have to have it in a digital format. But let's talk about extending the life of your catalog. You can extend the life of your catalog by dating it across 2 years. So for example, I'm recording this in May of 2024, and so we're at the point where you could be dating your catalog 2024-2025 rather than just 2024. Most manufacturers reprint their catalogs every 12 to 18 months, and then in between, when they're adding new product releases, they'll just add slip sheets into the printed catalog as they release new product. Digital catalogs, however, should always be up to date. So anytime you do a new product release, you're going to want to make sure that PDF is up to date so that anyone that receives it or that you send it to has the full collection available. Now, this tip gives you more longevity with your printed catalog. It also is something I would do with your digital catalog. But again, extend the life of your catalog by dating it over 2 years. We don't want to print a whole bunch, let's say, for the summer shows. And then, you know, we get to the end of 2024 and we have all these extra extra catalogs left over. If it's dated over 2 years, you can use it into 2025. So that's why I recommend that. The fifth tip I want to share with you here is function over fashion. Now, again, I know I hit hard on this at the beginning of the episode, but remember that your wholesale catalog is a sales tool first and foremost. And so it should be built with the retailer in mind. Your catalog needs to be functional. It needs to include all of the pertinent details that a buyer needs to make an informed decision, and then the steps they need to take to place an order. We want to make it easy for them to know what they do next, right? We want to clearly lay out that call to action. So create a section. This is part of this function over fashion. I want you to create a section at the back of your catalog dedicated to your sales terms and conditions. This is something we talk a lot about in Paper Camp. In fact, we dedicate the whole second week of Paper Camp to talking about your terms and conditions in your catalogs. But I want to share some of the things you should include in your terms and conditions here. You want to include your minimum order requirements, your turnaround times, your payment methods that you accept, your shipping options, and your policies around refunds and exchanges. Now, the back page of the catalog is a great place to put your terms and conditions. We want to lead with our product, and then we want all of the details and, you know, the legal stuff about what they need to do to place that order at the back of the catalog. So just to quickly run through these again, first, we want to make it easy for your buyers to reach you. So include that contact information everywhere you can, at least on every single page of your catalog. Second, be thorough with your product descriptions. Third, I want you to have excellent product photos in your catalog. They're really an essential tool that you need for more than your catalog, all of your marketing, but they're really critical in your catalog. Fourth, I want you to extend the life of your catalog by dating it over 2 years. And then fifth, remembering function over fashion is key in all aspects, but particularly keeping those sales terms and conditions very clear and detailed at the back of the catalog are going to make it a much more effective sales tool for you. If you are building your first catalog or you're updating an existing catalog, don't forget these must-have details. Ultimately, we want to make it as easy as possible for our wholesale customers to say yes to purchasing from us, and our wholesale catalog is one piece of that puzzle. It does the job of selling your products when you're not there in person. So whether you have that digital catalog or a printed catalog, you want the structure, the style, and the content of the catalog to make your buyer's life easier so that they buy from you over and over and over again. Now, if you want to get a fresh set of eyes on your wholesale catalog, head to proofedyourproduct.com/audit. And sign up for one of our catalog audits. As I shared in this episode, your wholesale catalog is the most important sales tool in your toolkit. Yet simple mistakes may be costing you serious money. And since 2011, I have done thousands of catalog audits. Yes, thousands, really. And I know what buyers are looking for. So if you want to optimize your wholesale catalog for more sales, snag one of our upcoming catalog audit spots. I only offer 5 of them a month. So head to proofedyourproduct.com/audit to learn more and to save your spot. I know that lots of folks are in the process of working on their summer product releases, and new releases are often a time to refresh or update your wholesale catalogs. So I hope today's episode was helpful for you. I hope it gave you some new ideas. If so, please share it with a friend or leave us a 5-star rating and write a review at ratethispodcast.com/PTP for Proof to Product. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/PTP. Thank you so much for listening until the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.